And joining us now, as you will throughout this program, and does on all primary nights, it seems, and election nights, Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center. Welcome once again.
Happy to be here, Robert.
Let's explain, first of all, on what basis we're now seeing John Kerry leading by a little in the New Hampshire primary. This is the exit poll results.
These are exit poll results from all around the state, and the exit polls are nearly complete. And we got a big surprise. Right. New Hampshire is known to surprise the pollsters. It did. We don't have a runaway Kerry lead. We have a Kerry lead, but clearly Dean is in second place, and he's left Clark and Edwards far back to fight for third.
And the fact is, we haven't really seen the complete exit poll result yet. When we do, we'll see what that number is. And we're only beginning to see the actual vote returns right now.
That's right. And there's not a quick call from the networks. We're going to be very reluctant to. It doesn't look like the landslide that the polls suggest a little bit earlier in the week. But the story of this is that in the last people who made up their mind in the last 3 days, fully 33% of the people questioned by the exit pollsters, Howard Dean did very, very well. But among the people who made up their mind 4 or 5 days earlier, Kerry had a 4-to-1 lead. So this is a seesaw kind of race, and lots of surprises.
If 33% of the people polled on primary day say they made up their mind in the last 3 days, why don't all the polls up until that point show at least 33% undecided all the time?
Because the polls push people for an answer, and many of the better polls say, well, are you really certain? And people come back and say, no, I'm not really certain. So you have to add the not-so-certains to the undecideds to get to that 33%. But the rush for an answer who's ahead often pushes aside those numbers that are in the fuller, deeper polling report.
Andy, did you see any kind of clear chasm based on the exit polling as to the voters and what kind of voters lined up behind specific candidates?
It's really clear. The liberal base still supported Howard Dean to a greater extent than they supported Kerry. But Kerry did register pretty well with liberals. But what happened in New Hampshire, unlike Iowa, is that the liberals stuck with Dean. In Iowa, Kerry had a 10-point, 12-point lead in the end among liberals. You're not going to see this when the final votes are counted for liberals. Dean got the liberal base. Kerry, on the other hand, got more support among moderates. He got more support among lower socioeconomic groups, the people who didn't graduate from college. But he registered pretty well among all groups, whereas Dean is more affluent, more liberal. Let's call them the 60s Democrats up there in New Hampshire.
Thank you. Andy Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for People and the Press.